Emotion is sometimes regarded as the opposite of reason, as is suggested by phrases such as appeal to emotions rather than reason and don't let your emotions take over. Emotional reactions sometimes produce consequences or thoughts, which people may later regret or disagree with. But during an emotional state, they could not control their actions. Thus, it is generally believed that one of the most distinctive facts about human beings is a contradiction between emotion and reason. However, recent empirical studies do not suggest there is a clear distinction between reason and emotion. Indeed, anger or fear can often be thought of as an instinctive response to observed facts. The human mind possesses many possible reactions to the external world. Those reactions can lie on a continuum, with some of them involving the extreme of pure intellectual logic, which is often called cold, and others involving the extremes of pure emotion not related to logical argument, which is called the heat of passion. The relation between logic and emotion merits careful study. Passion, emotion, or feeling can reinforce an argument, even one based primarily on reason. This is especially true in religion or ideology, which frequently demand an all-or-nothing rejection or acceptance. In such areas of thought, human beings have to adopt a comprehensive view, partly backed by empirical argument and partly by feeling and passion. Moreover, several researchers have suggested that typically there is no pure decision or thought. That is, no thought based purely on intellectual logic or purely on emotion. Most decisions are founded on a mixture of both.
What results does the speaker say come from emotional reactions? What is the popular belief about reason and emotion? What does the speaker mean by cold? According to the passage, what should people do in religious matters? What is the speaker's conclusion?